When you're grieving, the last thing on your mind is being exploited. Imagine you have a loved one who needs to be removed from your home or from wherever premises they passed on. You're charged 13,000 rand for the removal of your loved one within a radius of 20 kilometers. The parlor stores the body for only 2 days. And for you to get your body released, you have to fork out 13,000 rand. You get past that. It is the day of the funeral. The lowering device breaks down, leaving your loved one, the deceased, exposed. You are traumatized. The family is traumatized. Perhaps, you know, even the funeral parlor operators are traumatized because now they have to remove the body and place it into a new coffin. Or sometimes funeral parlors sell at a very marked up price substandard material because it's an emotional purchase for you. You think because the coffin is priced at 45,000 rand or 60,000 rand, it must be the best. And that's the one you want to send your loved one, in. And yet it's made of substandard material that probably cost 3,500 rand. And wait, there are actually no regulations. There's no recourse for you to get any assistance should something like this happen. Johan Rousseau is the chairman of the Funeral Industry Reformed Association. Johan, good afternoon. You're saying that it's an uphill battle and consumers have no protection.
Absolutely, Bongani. Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners. Yes, it's definitely an uphill battle and the general public is left totally exposed because they are not protected by any organization, including the National Consumer Council.
What are some of the horror stories you have come across?
Well, unfortunately, we have to, take the gloves off as from today because the National Consumer Council has declined our proposal. We have had reports of people dealing in body parts, funeral parlors removing corneas, tendons, and bones, which was done in conjunction with a senior pathologist in Johannesburg. We've had reports of deceased being eaten by rats. We have had reports of families held hostage. As you just rightfully said, we were involved in both those cases to investigate that. We know that certain funeral companies offer free services, whilst we know on the hindsight they escalate their third-party cost with 20% plus a further 14% VAT, which ultimately ends, the public paying 34% more of what they're supposed to do. We know that, the funeral prices have been escalated. We know that insurance premiums has been escalated. And unfortunately, we have to place that in front of the necessary authorities, which is on the one side, you're sitting with the Financial Services Board, which is ineffective in educating the public. And on the other side, we're sitting with the National Consumer Council, which is not offering any support to the public out there.
What was the reason, Johan, what was the reason you were given for the rejection of your application?
Well, we haven't even really given a proper reason because we've been engaged with the National Consumer Council and the Commission, and they've stated that it was an excellent piece of work. They said it's history in the making, so we can just question, what is their reasons. They said that there wasn't sufficient consultation, but we provided a work plan to them, and we said that we needed to do it jointly, which they ineffectively didn't do, which we said and we proposed that we need to include every stakeholder and not only the two or three funeral associations that complained to them. Out of 25,000 funeral parlors, only two funeral parlors complained to them, of which we explained the scenario and they didn't have a foot to stand on. So we really questioned the integrity of the process. And yes, through our legal team, we would definitely take the matter up, not only with the National Consumer Council, but we will take it up with the Minister of Trade and Industry, Rob Davis himself.
But also, I mean, some of the reports are harrowing, where funeral parlors don't have proper facilities, where the same sinks, the same basins that are used to wash bodies are used by people and consume water, where the equipment is old. There doesn't seem to be a standardized way of operating, is there?
Absolutely, and we couldn't agree with you more. And we need to place that in front of corporate governance and traditional affairs. We've submitted proposals to create a FIRA set standard, and we're waiting for SOLGA for the last 2 years because there is no standard in place. There is no accreditation standards in place. The health inspectors and the municipal inspectors aren't trained. Services CETA over the last 19 or 20 years hasn't set any standards. SAQWA hasn't set standards. So leaving the funeral industry totally underdeveloped, and if they are underdeveloped and they're not trained and the inspectorates are not trained, effectively it comes back and hits onto the consumer, and that's what we want to protect.
Are you talking about... You're also talking about commissions being paid to hospital workers to secure bodies for parlors.
Absolutely. There's a 10% fee payable. We received information of one of the presidents of the funeral associations that opposed us that gets up to R2,000-R3,000 per referral of a funeral. And, you know, it's just totally unacceptable. And now we can understand why the funeral associations opposes us, because, you know, we ultimately want to see that everyone is benefited. We don't say that everyone within the funeral industry is at fault. What we need to say is, how do we accommodate them and support them so that they will then ultimately support the public at the end of the day.
All right, Johan Rousseau, the chairman of the Funeral Industry Reformed Association. You want to play an ombudsman role. It is really the wild, wild west out there. But we're also taking your calls, 011-883-0702. Let's quickly take Papa Ru in Soweto. You're in the funeral industry.
Yeah, we are manufacturing the coffins and the caskets.
What kind of markups do you see from when you sell to the undertakers and what the general public is charged?
No, I'm working there. I don't own them, but I see how the business works.
Okay, you know? How does it work?
Yeah, they get the cheapest material, and then the handles as well, the you know, everything that is there. For a coffin of R5,000, they don't even spend more than 300 rand. You know, and
yeah.
What else again? The casket, the one that costs you 80,000 rand, they just spent about 500 rand, 600 rand.
Wow.
Because why? The handles, the sprays, and the material that they put inside the casket is very, very cheap. But now people take advantage of the vulnerables.
Papa Ru, that's absolutely true. It confirms what Johan was saying. Because it is, that's the point. It's such an emotional purchase. You don't want to think about what happens. You assume that your loved one's body is being taken care of. You assume that what you're being sold is worth the price that you're paying for, because you're in such a state of grief. But I tell you, there's also people ready to take advantage.